So active versus passive income, you know, go get your number, find out what your number is, and then figure out how to go and do it. And I mean, cut your expenses, save money, find short-term passive income opportunities, find longer-term, whether that's real estate or something else. The opportunities are out there, but you have to be diligent about it. It's just not going to show up on your doorstep one day and say, hey, you know, this is how you can stop working, or this is how you can retire earlier, or this is how you can retire better.
Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we share how we have done over $200 million in real estate deals to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. If you're ready to start investing with purpose, visit freefromwallstreet.com. But for now, let's dive into this episode.
Welcome back. We had such a good response to our mindset podcast that we just released recently, so I wanted to kind of circle back and touch on how that correlates to long-term goals and what that looks like from an active versus a passive income way to take in money. So active, obviously, is your regular job. You're going to work, W-2, 1099, even a business. If you haven't set up a business to make you passive income and you have to be active in the day-to-day, then you have a job, right? You don't have passive income. I know plenty of people that start a business, own a business, and never grow themselves out of that business. They stay at the helm. They have to be there every day, which is fine, right? If that's what you're looking to build, great. For us, and we're still in an active position, by the way, for us, it's a combination of how do we get active and passive income, and how do we eventually transition to fully passive income? If you read Kiyosaki's The Cash Flow Quadrant, I like how he lays this out, right? You have four different quadrants. The investor quadrant is the last quadrant, which is where you're just putting money on the battlefield and it's going to make money for you, right? You don't have to go actively control or dictate where that money is going or where your time is going, right? Your money is now going somewhere to make you money. So that should be the goal. If you're looking for passive investment, passive income, the investor quadrant is where you want to be. Before that is a large business, right? A GE style business. And before that is kind of the small business operator, which makes up 90% of our small businesses in the United States. And then the first is the W-2 employee. You have to go and trade time for money. So what is passive income and why do we care? I mean, why am I working to get to a place of passive income only? And it comes down to financial freedom. If you are seeking financial freedom, meaning at the end of the day, you can pay your bills without having to go and trade time for money, you have freedom, right? If you know what your number is, and everybody should do this exercise, by the way, if you haven't yet, do this exercise, just go through your last 6 months of bank statements and see what your expenses are. Take those expenses, add 10 or 15% as a buffer, and then that number is pretty much what you need to make in passive income so that you can quit your job or sell your business or, you know, any number of things, but that will lead you to the opportunity of saying I am financially free. The money that I have coming in passively outweighs my expenses. I don't have to go trade time for money anymore. And that to me is what financial freedom means, because if I don't have to punch a clock and I don't have to go do stuff for work, then I get to spend the time with my family that I want to. I get to go volunteer where I want to go, and it just gives you that freedom, right? That's what financial freedom is that we're talking about. We're not talking about I'll have financial freedom one day when I retire and I don't have to go to work. How do you create that now? And it's doable, right? I think a lot of people think that it's not doable based on their income and their expenses. And by the way, when you're doing that exercise of seeing what your expenses are, really take a good hard look at where your money's going. I used to say money was never good in my pocket because it would just disappear, right? It would just light on fire if I put it in my pocket because I would find a way to spend it if I had cash in my pocket. So how do we become smarter with what we're doing with our money as it's coming in? Are we earmarking a percentage of it to save so that we can one day invest? Are we massively cutting our expenses? I had a conversation with another multifamily operator yesterday, and she owns 3,000 units. She spends most of her time sailing and volunteering and spending time with her family and kids now. But that's not where she started, right? Everybody starts somewhere. And she started where they needed to figure out how to save 50 to 100 grand to invest in a passive income deal so that they could start getting passive cash flow. And they sold. I mean, they were making good money. They're making between her and her husband, I think, $250,000. So, you know, 125 each, and they were doing well, but they were living a pretty extravagant lifestyle. And she recognized that they could continue to live this extravagant lifestyle and have to work forever, or they could tighten the belt now, do what most people want to get what most people don't get. And they did. They put a halt on their spending. I mean, you know, they still had to pay for the necessities, right? But they sold one of their cars. They sold their motorcycles. They decided that over the next 6 months, they were going to do everything that they could to stuff money into a bank account so that they could invest it and create some passive income. And they did that a few times. They sold a house. They did that and put that money into passive income investments. And she looked down one day and she said, wow, I'm making almost what I was making. And a couple more investments, and I'll be making more than I was making in passive income to trade out my job, and I get to stay home with my kids. So what is the motivation behind creating passive income? It's going to be different for everybody. For me, it's I want to be able to volunteer. I want to be able to be involved in ministry. I want to be able to spend as much time as possible with my kids. You know, there's some great country song, You're Gonna Miss This by Darius Rucker, and you know, it's talking about how the kids are growing up and one day you're going to miss, you know, getting beat up by the toddler, getting smacked in the head with a wiffle ball as they grow up. And one day they're going to be gone, right? And there's going to be a time where now my wife and I are going to be getting into our next stage of life, but the kids are going to be out doing their own thing. So we're going to miss this time frame in our lives. And I think it's backwards that the system teaches us to work as hard as we can, be an absentee parent, so that one day when we're old, we get to go spend time with our grandkids, not our kids. You know, I would like the opportunity to do both. So how do we create that passive income now so that we can do both? And it's really starting to look for those opportunities. There's a bunch of different opportunities that you can get into. Not even a lot of money, right? You can start with some of these crowdfunding sites where you can do $5,000 initial investments, not a $100,000 investment. And that will create some short-term passive income for you as well. So it's just being strategic about what are my bills? How do I reduce them so that my income, my passive income can outweigh what my expenses are so that I can spend more time with my family? I can do things like that. And eventually, as that continues to build, right, you'll be able to add some of those things back in. But what do you want? Do you want stuff or do you want time? And that's a decision everybody has to make. I mean, you have to decide what is important for you and your family. This goes back to the mindset conversation too. Core values in your family. You should be writing down a mission statement for your family, a core value for your family, so that they are all on the same page as to what you're working towards together. Just like a business, but you know, much more relationship based, not like, hey, on Tuesdays, we're gonna make sure that from 3 to 4, we're doing this. It's less rigid than that, but they are mission statements of what is the mission of the family? What is the core values of the family? What are non-negotiables in the family? And once the family all agrees on these things, then you can start making moves to that end now. Right? I think it's important to recognize that the way that you plan your life is how the outcome is going to turn out. So if you're spending that time with your family and making sure that you have the plan together to do that, you can hear my son banging on the door. This is like, you know, podcasting from home 101. We might edit it out, but you might hear him in the background too. He's only one. And he is part of the plan, right? A year ago, I posted a YouTube video of how do we start saving some money, $100 a week, so that when he's 5 years old, I have $25,000 to invest for him so that it helps him accomplish what our family plan is, which is to not live in debt, to be able to bank on yourself, to be able to leverage your own capital, to invest young, because then by the time he's 30, he'll be a millionaire. And if you haven't watched, go to YouTube and check out our Millionaire Kids videos that we've done. I did a legacy one with Noah, and I did a Millionaire Kids couple videos and video updates with Cadence. And that's part of the family plan, right? The family plan is to keep our kids out of debt. It's not necessarily to live this lavish, rich lifestyle, right? It's to give them the opportunities and the choices to not feel like they're painted into a corner to make the decisions that they have to make, like getting a $200,000 student loan, like taking $300,000 out from a bank to go buy their first house. Now, if you can create a good amount of base income foundation for them later, they can leverage those things. They can take loans from themselves. They can be their own bank. We're actually doing a podcast later on or a webinar later on today with one of the bank Becoming Your Own Banker life insurance guys. If you haven't checked that out, make sure you check that out as well, because this all fits into our overall family plan And passive income is at the center of that, because when you have this passive income coming in, you no longer have to trade time for money. And that's the third time I've said it. And why is that a big deal? Because I think being rich means a couple of different things. I think wealth is really ascribed to time. And if you are finding a way to not trade your time for money and letting your money go to work for you so that you have all of your time, I mean, what is better than that? You can work on your health, right? You can wake up and work out and pray and meditate in the mornings. You can spend time with your kids. My daughters are homeschooling this year. And, you know, one of the greatest benefits is I work from home. We have passive income. They're homeschooling and we get to just pick up and go, right? If we want to take a day off of homeschooling and go apple picking, we can go do that, right? Daddy doesn't have to go punch a clock. And we started, you know, 12 years ago, building ourselves a good job. So, you know, we're not sitting here saying this is, you know, just how you start. This is just where you end. You know, the guy who's at the top of the mountain didn't just land there. We started 12 years ago, starting in a job and starting to take that active income and creating more passive income with it, and then finally transitioning into a job where we can help other people create passive income. And, you know, we have the opportunities to give them so that they can start creating that passive income for themselves and their families as well. So active versus passive income, you know, go get your number, find out what your number is, and then figure out how to go and do it. And I mean, cut your expenses, save money, find short-term passive income opportunities, find longer-term, whether that's real estate or something else. The opportunities are out there, but you have to be diligent about it. It's just not going to show up on your doorstep one day and say, hey, you know, this is how you can stop working, or this is how you can retire earlier, or this is how you can retire better. These are the opportunities that are presented, but it comes from finding your tribe, right? Getting around the right people that are talking about the right things that align with what your interests and your goals are. If this isn't your interest and this isn't your goal, maybe stop listening to this podcast, because that's what we talk about here. We talk about financial freedom. We talk about Free from Wall Street. We talk about different alternative investment ideas that wealthy people have been using for generations that we are now starting to implement, and you can too. And, you know, that is what finding your tribe is all about, making sure that you're surrounding yourself with the people that are on the same wavelength as you, partnering with the people that you know, like, and trust, and liking what they're doing, right? I mean, a lot of people invest with us, not just because of the return profiles that they get, but because they love the invest with purpose idea. They love the fact that we are partnering with a nonprofit on every single deal that we do to create passive income and better the world, because that's the heart of the business, right? That's what we want to do. So people can see, you know, that's a fit for how they view the world, or it's not a fit for how they view the world. And, you know, it all comes back to this mindset conversation that we had last week. It's really making a plan and being growth oriented, pulling yourself outside of your comfort zone and learning new things. I mean, we did not, like I said, fall on top of the mountain. We had to learn all of these things. And what's better way to learn than getting around people that are doing it already? Getting around people that are already where you want to go. You know, 5 years ago, I thought it would have been ridiculous to say that a number of my friends own planes. And, you know, there are people that hear that, and it's not braggadocious. It's just, I'm trying to get around. I don't have a plane, by the way, not yet. But the point is that I'm getting around the people that are doing the stuff that I want to do. The people that have planes have figured out how to use money in a way that gives them more options, right? That gives their kids more options. And money is a tool, and that tool can be used for a lot of good things. And the passive income stuff is where it starts, because once you can release yourself from having to trade time for money, then you get to go do the things that we talked about last week, which are your why. What is your why, right? The seven layers of why. Why are we doing this? Why do we want passive income? The passive income is going to let me get less hours at my job, or more hours with my kids, or more hours with my ministry, or going and volunteering a little bit more. Well, those are huge opportunities, right? In life, you only have so much time. And if you're trading it for money, that's where everybody starts. But what are you doing to make sure that you're getting out of that kind of rat race, quote unquote? So, you know, this is a big topic for us. This is why we shut down our active income business, like flipping houses, right? Hundreds of deals a year, because it was very transactional and it was very active, and we would only get paid once off of it. It wasn't passive. So once we started to take that active income and put it into a passive income opportunity, we could do less flips. Okay, so now that I can do less flips, what else can I do with my time? And, you know, I really encourage everybody. This was a great exercise that we learned to do. I don't know, maybe 9 or 10 years ago, one of our first mentors asked us to do this. And he said, in excruciating detail, write down what your perfect day looks like from the time that you open your eyes to the time that you close your eyes. Where are you? What are you smelling? What are you seeing? Who's with you? How'd you get there? All of these things, right? I mean, like a movie script, go down in excruciating detail, write down your perfect day. This is a principle, by the way, from Think and Grow Rich, right? Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. If you haven't done, or if you haven't read that book, one, read it. Two, go through the exercises that are in the book to talk about how you're going to accomplish the things that you want to think, that you're thinking about, that you want to do in your life, right? The Bible says, as a man thinks he is, this whole book is predicated on that, where it's, there's also another book, As a Man Thinketh, that you should check out. But Think and Grow Rich will make you write down all of your goals, and then you have to read them to yourself. Once when you wake up, once when you go to sleep. And what's interesting, right, is the neural pathways in your brain will now start to find shortcuts to how to accomplish those things. Right now, if you're doing the same thing every single day, then you're not taking those shortcuts. But if I wake up and I read my perfect day, what exactly what my perfect day is going to look like, and then I go to bed and I read that too, twice a day, how am I accomplishing that changes throughout the day, because it's planting the seed, right? I'm thinking on it. I'm focused on it. And the mentor that told us to do this told us about the day that he lived it. And he was driving down the highway in Florida with his wife in his convertible, and he had to pull over because he was in tears. He got choked up. And his wife was asking him, hey, is everything okay? And he said, yeah, this is it. Today is it. I'm living the perfect day that I wrote out 5 years ago. Right? And what a victory that is to literally go step by step. That day is now unfolding and you've been reading about it for 5 years and you've created it in your mind's eye. And then you started thinking on it and praying on it and going after it. And then when you finally accomplish it, it gives you this renewed sense, right, of just gratitude. And so I encourage you to do that. If you haven't done this exercise, do it and have your significant other do it. And read each other's and encourage each other, and then make sure that you're getting into that every day and making sure you're reading it. These are all big mindset concepts, but you know, as we start to apply them over time, you can test and measure these things. These are not ethereal ideas that you know you can try and see what happens. These are tried and true practices that I know a lot of people that do these things and they've had a lot of success doing it. So passive income versus active income, you know why. Now you've dug into the why. Now you're looking at your perfect day. Now you're starting to see things in a different light. And then here comes the hard work, doing the things every week, day in and day out that it takes to accomplish those things, right? It's being disciplined. And you have to take ownership of that. You're the only person in your life that can take ownership of that. And there will be plenty of excuses and plenty of naysayers to get you off track. And you just have to stay the course, right? You have to stay disciplined. You have to stay persistent. And you have to know your why. Your why is what's going to drive you every single day to continue on doing what you are doing to make sure that you're accomplishing what you want to accomplish. Getting around the people that are encouragers is a big piece of that. You know, if the people that you're talking to about your dreams are shooting them down or saying that you can't do it, you're going to need to find a new group of people. I mean, that's the truth. You can't. It's like the crab in the bucket mentality, right? One crab is trying to climb out, the other crabs are pulling them back into the bucket. You also have the other people that are lifting you up out of the bucket. So find those people, spend time with them, at least partially. I mean, it's important to make sure that you're being encouraged, not discouraged, because we talk to ourselves the most out of everybody else, right? So if you're putting garbage in, you're going to get garbage out. So make sure that your mindset is focused on the I can and I will, not the I can't and I don't, or I didn't. We all have hard days and there's ways to overcome those. And it's a muscle, right? You have to create the reflex of being persistent. You have to create the reflex of just pushing through, and getting around the people to encourage you to do that is a big piece of it. So I encourage you to find your tribe, continue working on yourself, continue working on your investment goals and your journey. Sit down and write down the core values and your family mission. Then write your perfect day. See how those things align. What are you going to do differently this week to make sure that you're accomplishing things that will get you closer to your perfect day? You know, for us, you know, my perfect day, It really consists of spending my whole time with my family. I think I might actually work a little bit during my perfect day. And it's like a conference call, right? We're not we're not out doing a ton of work on our perfect day, but it does. I mean, I enjoy what we do because we're helping all of our investors accomplish their goals too. And that's part of one of our, you know, focuses of the business is to help other people win. You know, if you help other people win, the rest will take care of itself. So that's our diatribe on active versus passive income. Hopefully you got something from this. Again, we'll put some show notes down here and feel free to reach out for some book recommendations. I gave you a couple in the podcast episode here today, but yeah, just stay encouraged. It's, you know, you have one opportunity to create the life that you want to create. And I believe that everybody has the same opportunities to do so. So, you know, reach out to us if we can help you accomplish your goals. Hopefully we are adding some value to you. Let us know if we're adding value. Please just subscribe and leave us a review so that other people know that they can grab some value from here too. Really appreciate everybody that's listening. Really appreciate the reviews and the ratings that you guys have already given us. And we love hearing from you. So continue to reach out. IntegrityHG.com. You'll see us revamping the website over the next couple of weeks so that you can join our investor club. Certainly be on the lookout for that. And go think yourself to success. We appreciate it. You have a great day. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Free from Wall Street podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and review and let us know what you think.